LeBron James said he had no reason to hang his head after the Cavs lost the NBA title to the Golden State Warriors on Monday. That's because he had his best postseason performance in his 14-year career. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, how was James at his best, despite defeat?
Well, if you think about it, if you just do the stats and the numbers, he averaged what's called a triple-double. You have to have at least 10 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. Very hard to do. He averaged like 33 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. Nobody's ever done that in the finals before. On top of that, he made like 57% of his shots. So it wasn't just like he was just throwing a bunch of balls up there hoping a few go in. In other words, he's carrying this group, as he has been all 3 years.
And that's pretty much been the case for most teams that he's been on.
Exactly. This is the eighth time he's been in the finals. Six times he's been an underdog. That's why when they say, well, his record is 3-5, well, frankly, he's overachieved. And so you look at this and say, all right, he played brilliantly and they lost. And then how did he handle it in the post-game press conferences?
Well, he kind of said, I gave it my all. I played as hard as I possibly could all five games, and it just wasn't enough.
Yeah, the other team was better.
Yeah.
Now, in the middle of a couple weeks of the finals, two things happened off the floor with LeBron.
He won the Walter Kennedy Citizenship Award.
Right, which... he said this was part of the reason he came home to Akron, was so he can get even more invested in the things he was doing in Northeast Ohio. And the Kennedy Award is very prestigious. Each team nominates one player. And there are a lot of guys doing a lot of good stuff in the NBA with their money and their time.
Right.
And, but we know here between the LeBron James Foundation and just the Boys and Girls Clubs things that have been refurbished, all these things that LeBron's been behind, really from the moment he turned pro. You know, now he's with Akron U and how they have a thing for young scholars, all this stuff.
What was the other thing that happened?
Well, remember, he owns a mansion in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, right in the middle of the playoffs, somebody put the N-word on the front of his mansion.
Right.
So now he's up there in the middle of the finals, the press conference. I mean, far more people basically are paying attention to this than a lot of press conferences, you know, in the political realm.
And he's supposed to make a statement about it and be eloquent.
Yeah, he's supposed to talk about race relations in America based on what happened at his house. How about that?
Yeah.
And you're 32 years old, you're a basketball player. And frankly, and LeBron will tell you, you know, he didn't go to college, high school, is his education. Now, LeBron has spent a lot of time basically self-taught since then. And he stands up there and, you know, eloquently talks about, if there's nothing else, if this gets people more to, you know, face the fact that racism is under the surface, it hasn't gone away, it's good. But it hurt himself, it hurt his family. You know, he could have come up there and been really angry and all that. And I'll tell you this, Amanda, even if you prepare remarks and know what you're going to say, and you may come off and say them the right way, well, here come the questions.
Yeah, in the moment.
And there's no taking it back. There's no delete key. This is all live. And so I look at how he handled that, how he handled, you know, losing in the finals, very frustrating for him. And, of course, just in general, the things he's done in the community. I'm not saying he's a saint and belongs in a church window or whatever, but I'm saying for an athlete in this time and this place, this was an exceptional postseason for LeBron because he did so many things right on so many different fronts.
So basically what you're saying is he falls to 3-5 in NBA finals, but this doesn't hurt his legacy.
No, I think if you look at the whole man in this, it should raise your appreciation of him.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about what Indians manager Terry Francona has to say about the team's rocky first half of the season.